Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Get your board. Coming up at noon, Howard Eskin. We'll go around the NFL. It was a big Sunday yesterday. Coming up later on in the show. Your phone calls throughout, 215-592-9494. ComboCon today. All-time debates is our topic. We'll get in for the qualifying prize. Of course, our grand prize, the ultimate Midday Show tailgate giveaway. That's all kind of it. Right now, Hugh, we got to go out to the guest line here, talk some football, and about a great event this guy's got going on tomorrow. Barrett Brooks joins us right now. Hey, Barrett.
Barrett.
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How's it going today?
Pretty good. First of all, Barrett, I'd like to say happy belated Founders Day to you and all the brothers of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated.
So, I appreciate it, man. That's why you my boy, man.
Yeah, man. I didn't get a chance. I had to say it to Rev this morning, too. But, yeah, Barrett, tell us a little bit about what you got going on.
Oh, it's a link, man. It's a great event tomorrow. It's from 8 to 1 o'clock tomorrow. It's the PYSC Sports and Mental Health Summit, you know, and I'll be moderating it, man. We're going to have some great guests there, great people talking. There'll be speakers, Jamel Nelson from the NBA, Chris Therrien, you know, also hockey. Mm-hmm. You look at, you know, I'll have a summit. I'll be, you know, kind of moderating with some good guys. You know, Jason Avant. Of course, we know Jason Avant. Tim Massaquoi and Dom Capers. You know, Curry. I'm sorry, Dom Curry. Football players. You know, they just have to go through all the stuff. You know, being an athlete, dealing with mental health and how it affects us. You know, I mean, because everybody thinks we're infallible. Everybody thinks we can just do anything. But you know, it's a lot of us dealing with mental health issues, and you know, it's good now that they really try to push us in that direction, you know, of finding help, finding somebody to talk to. We haven't had that before. You know, it wasn't like that me and you were growing up. Me and you were in the league, you know, it's like, all right, just get better or take some
suck it up.
And you'll get over it.
Suck it up. And yeah, you're right, Bear, because it's a lot of times guys suffer in silence. You know, it's funny because I talked to Dorsey Levins about a year ago and we were talking about this. Like a lot of guys, I mean, it's something that you don't want to admit. A lot of guys have, you know, they have thoughts of killing themselves. And
absolutely,
it's something where, you know, you need to sit down and know that it's okay to talk to other people if you're feeling a certain kind of way. Because we're programmed as men, man. You know, we're supposed to suck it up. You're not supposed to cry and all the other stuff. That stuff tends to build up on you.
It does. And you look at it from our aspect that, you know, here we're supposed to be these unbreakable, you know, people that just, you know, have everything going in our direction. We're making all this money. We're, you know, we're on TV all the time, you know, all this fame, but we suffer in silence. That's huge. You know what I'm saying? You pointed that out to people because you don't have anybody to talk to because everybody looks to you to be that strong person, that strong athlete. Man, it's good to be able to go out and talk to somebody, you know, get this stuff out of you because you just don't ask for help. And it's about time we started asking for help. It's about time we start asking for people to talk to us about our issues. And I mean, that's huge that we're now allowed to do that. And you know, this is going to be a great summit. tomorrow. PYSC has really done a great job of helping local kids, local athletes, local people, just trying to deal with the everyday, you know, aspects of mental health and how it connects with sports. So this is going to be great, man. It's going to be nice tomorrow.
Well, this is awesome. It really is a great event. PYSC.org. Tickets still available. Join Barrett and all those great names tomorrow. All right, Barrett. Well, everyone coming in tomorrow, if they're wearing their Eagles jerseys, they're going to be excited because this football team is playing really well right now. Barrett, 6 wins in a row. And let's start with the defense, Barrett. We'll work our way to the offense. I didn't see this coming when the year started, Barrett. I thought they'd be a lot better than last year, but I was like, all right, last year they were at the bottom of the NFL. If they could get back to the middle of the pack, I'd be thrilled. They look like a top 5 defense right now. Barrett, what are you noticing? Why has this defense become so good?
They are just so fast. So fast, you know. I mean, and fast coming with instincts, and the mere fact that Vic Fangio has these guys on the same page. They're learning. He's taught them how to play his defense. And last year we didn't have any of that. We had 2 defenses. Nobody knew what to do, how to do it, and where they needed to be at. Well, the difference between this year and last year, these guys are capable. They're getting where they're supposed to be, and they're reading and reacting fashion. I've seen, you know, a lot of teams that are by far the youngest team in the NFL. But they're so quick and responsive, man. I think that's the biggest thing. This is a fast defense, and everything is incumbent upon them reacting off each other. The defensive line, you know, it used to be the defensive line helped the DBs. I think the DBs are helping the defensive line more so than that. They're playing tighter coverage. They're allowing the defensive linemen to get up the field and make some things happen because the first read is gone. And then, you know, from the linebacker aspect, the linebackers are playing so well because the defense, the offensive line, they have to make sure they solidify those guys up front. And I tell you what, Carter is wreaking havoc in the middle of that defense, which is making them double team him, triple team him. And what does that mean? You can't get up to the backers because of that. So these guys are free flowing and running and getting to the ball, man. So, I mean, these guys have learned a lot from Coach Fangio, and his teaching method has really got into them, and they are definitely playing at a high level because of it.
Barrett, and you mentioned the DBs first to kind of flow down there from the linebackers to Carter and all that. How impressive is it to watch DBs, rookies, have this kind of impact? Barrett, it doesn't usually happen. I mean, to watch Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean do this as rookies, usually it takes rookies a little while. You know, they have their ups and downs. They'll miss a coverage. These guys, I watch them sometimes. I forget they're so young.
Bro, it's like, you know, I mean, I already knew that, you know, Quinyon was going to be a good DB because, you know, he's so fundamentally sound. The way he plays, the way he comes out of breaks, everything is tight, and he plays in that manner, which, you know, he understands that his technique is going to help him out more so than anything. And he is just so disciplined on how he does those things. So, man, he is playing at a high, high level, and he's fast. You know, he runs a 4.340. But it really stunned me to see how good Cooper DeJean is. You know, his speed. I mean, I thought he lost a lot in camp. I thought, you know, he's not going to be able to come back and play at that level because, I mean, he didn't go through camp. He didn't have that much of camp at all. I tell you what, man, that kid is definitely taking it to another level. He's instinctual. He's big, has size for a slot defender like that. I mean, he is playing at a great, great level right now, a great level.
All right, Barrett, let's go to the offense because that's the one that gets everyone all excited. Let's start with the running back, Saquon Barkley. The impact he's had on this football team, it's been something to watch. I mean, you feel like every game it's a run or two that he breaks that breaks the back of the other team. Did you think he'd be this good, or has he even exceeded your expectations here?
Of course he exceeded my expectations. I knew he was going to be a weapon because I didn't call him a running back coming when he first came. I called him a weapon because I knew he was able to go out and do those type of things, but not the level he's doing it right now. I knew he was good, but, man, I mean, he's a little older. So I thought, all right, he still has some, you know, some gumption left in those legs. You know, he's still better play at a high level. He is playing like he's been in the league only one or 2 years. He is strong, fast, you know what I'm saying? He finishes plays, always going forward. I am really shocked on how well he's maintained, you know, everything that he had, you know, before he got drafted. He is playing great right now. And they're winning a war of attrition. You know, a lot of people get out of running the run. You know, if the run doesn't work, you know, beginning of the game, they just totally abandon it. Well, Moore isn't doing that. And you see a war of attrition starting to take effect. That offensive line, you got 700 pounds on each side of that offensive line coming off the ball, double teaming. Hey, Hugh, what would you have done if you had Jordan Mailata And then you got, you know, Dickerson coming off the ball on you, and you're grinding on them play after play
get
after
low.
Play.
Gotta get low.
And after a while, it's hard to get up after you got low so much. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, it just goes in your favor, man. The law of decisions goes in your favor. The more you pound those guys, the more the slower they start getting up. The more, you know, they're getting driven back to those deep to those linebackers, and then from there, you know, things will start breaking.
Barrett, let's talk about the quarterback, because there's been a lot of good this year, and then there's been some not good, right? It's been kind of up and down for Jalen Hurts. When he's been good, and you know, that stretch he had with no turnovers has been great early in the year. Too many turnovers. Sometimes it feels like it takes him a while to get into a rhythm. Barrett, what are you feeling watching Jalen Hurts right now? Because it does feel like, even though his statistics are good, he does take a lot of sacks, and sometimes just takes the passing game a while to get going. Where are you on Hurts right now?
It's hard for me to really break down what's going on in the first half. I mean, you know, the reads are there. He sees the reads. I mean, he's just not getting the ball to him as fast as he should, I think, at this point. You know, you look at it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he needs to, you know, take some oil or something, you know, or, you know, saying get those, you know, get that arm going a little bit. But he's just not firing the ball, getting it out as fast as he should. There were some plays where I saw they were wide open that just didn't get there. But then – as things start working, he starts getting them there. You know, so it's, I don't know what's going on as far as, you know, the development of the players that I get developing fast enough, or they're too fast, developing too fast. I just don't see why he's slowing down in the first half and then getting it going in the second half. You know, that's new to me. I hadn't seen that before. But you could tell he's a good quarterback, a really good quarterback, when he's falling in line, when things are starting to open up a little bit. I just don't understand it, because in the first half, I see those plays open. Mm. I see them open. He's just not getting them to him. So I got a little more film to watch. I just started watching it probably about 30 minutes ago, you know, watching the game in the first half. I'm sitting here in the first half right now, and I see things open. They're just not getting to him until later in the game.
Barrett, last one for you here. Yesterday, you know, no day off, we get to relax a little bit, no Eagles game. So I'm watching the 1 o'clock games, and it's hard not to be awed by the Lions. 52 points, they have been dominant so far this year. Barrett, when you look at the top of the NFC right now, do you put the Eagles in their class, or is Detroit a little bit above right now?
Detroit's a little bit above right now. You can't take away from what they're doing. Two dynamic running backs running the rock, and they probably have the best offensive line in the NFL right now. I didn't think I would ever say that. Mm. But right now, those guys are blocking for him up front are probably the best offensive line. It's like they're 1A, and then the Eagles are 1B. They are playing at a high level right now, starting from the center on out. So it's really hard for defenses to get a beat on them, because they're blocking well and blocking well in the run and in the pass. And then, you know, Goff is just playing, you know, he's not necessarily playing like a star, but he's just so efficient on what he's doing. You know, and they have some weapons. You know, so I have to say they're the cream of the crop as far as, you know, what the NFC is right now. I think the Eagles are definitely second. And then after that, you know, I think it goes, you know, farther down as far as who's going to be that third or fourth guy. It's kind of, you know, a little bit blurry after that, you know. But I think the Eagles and the Lions are first in their class. You know, even the 49ers, I think, are still a little, you know, blurry as far as where they're at in the whole, you know, thick of things, you know, after 3, 4, 5, you know, going down.
Oh, no question. There does feel like a gap now after the top two teams. Barrett, we appreciate you hopping on, and hope tomorrow's event's a great one. PYSC.org. Thank you, Barrett.
Thank you, bro. Have a good one.
Appreciate you. Barrett Brooks there, talking about the Eagles and the Lions. That was interesting the way he framed it. He's watching the film right now of the first half from Thursday.
Yeah, breaking it down. Because there's always stuff you miss.
There's throws to be made early in the game, and Jalen's not throwing it quick enough.
Yeah, that's been the consensus. It's like he's not seeing the field fast enough, because there are plays out there that could get the ball to the receivers a lot quicker. I mean, you see it. And for whatever reason, he's not pulling the trigger. Maybe that's because he doesn't have confidence in the throw. Who knows? Maybe he's not seeing it. But once he gets that taken care of, he's going to be a much better quarterback. Much more efficient quarterback, I should say.
Yeah, I just wonder, when is that coming? I mean, OG Wade made an interesting point earlier. Mm-hmm. With the fact that the Lions are just so far more
in, because of the continuity. They've been together a little
bit. Same coordinators on both sides. Now, the defense here obviously has figured it out. I don't think that's a big thing. But the offense, maybe that's part of it. I don't know. 215-592-9494. All right, if you just hopped in, we're debating Eagles-Lions. Are they in the same class, or are the Lions one above the Eagles? I think the Lions are above the Eagles right now, mostly because of the passing game. They have a better passing game. They take less sacks, and they're just, what's the word you're using? Efficient?
Efficient.
They're more
efficient.
That's the word.
That sounds better.
Than better?
Yeah, efficient sounds better than better.
It's easier for you to
digest. Easier to digest.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
It's coping.
I'm coping on
the elite spin job.
Yeah, that's what, I mean. It's just,
what you mean? You've been saying that a lot about my taste, dog. It's not a spin. It's the fact. It's a fact.
It's spinny.
He's more efficient. He was what? I'd say it was like 14 for 24 for 29 yesterday. That's pretty efficient.
He's playing at a higher level.
Yeah, it's a spin because you're doing everything but saying it's better. No, more efficient is better.
His receivers are working hard. He doesn't have to throw the ball.
Stop.
That doesn't sound efficient to you? 24 for 29?
No, the point is efficient equals better. You're dancing around. It's a tap
dance. Efficient is efficient. The job still gets done. You're just doing it.
More efficiently is better.
You're saying his receivers are doing it all. I mean, what about the one-handed catch the back of the end zone by Devontae?
Yeah, this is such a spin.
It's not a spin. It's total spin. It's not. Why you get on my takes all?
Because I agree with Joe.
You never said nothing about them bad takes he be having.
That Saquon bad take. And I'm with you. And we're going to crush him for it.
Awful.
Do the right thing.
Terrible take.
It was a terrible take. Was.
How many wins do we have right now? Eight. Let's get to 12, and then we'll reconsider.
What do you mean, let's get to 12?
Well, that was the whole
point. What did he rush for last week?
Let me look at you. This is a cop-out.
The Eagles run for
11
yards,
to 12
no
games. Get real. Are the Eagles better than they were last year?
26 carries for 146
yards. Yeah, because
you need to let that take go.
Stop with the record.
I like how I switched that.
Hold on. Thank you. It's a good job.
The Eagles are better than last year because of their running game or their defense?
Both.
Running game.
What?
Running game.
Their defense is the biggest difference.
The biggest difference is the running game. Saquon Barkley is special.
Oh, sure he is. I never disputed
way
that.
Way more special than the other two running backs we had. They were good.
Of course. By the way, I got a message from a Kenny Gainwell supporter last Friday. When you try to shut down my praise of Gainwell's four good carries, you try to shut it down, and someone said, good, give him some praise.
We have some breaking Sixers news.
Okay, what do we got?
Joel ain't playing.
Embiid's doubtful tonight.
who didn't know that, though? He's sick.
I'm done. I'm done.
But see this is where I need to help y'all.
Sick?
He's sick. Like, y'all need to stop getting your hopes up high. If there's speculation that he's not going to play, when has there ever been speculation that he's not going to play and he's played? When has he ever surprised you?
They are a joke. This team is a joke right now. They're 2-10. They went to Orlando. The worst part is, or maybe it's the best part, I don't know. That they had Jared McCain looks like the rookie of the year. Like they drafted a really good player, and they still stink.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of run.
He's playing really well. I mean, he looks like the real deal. Like if you had told me before the season, Jared McCain would look like the rookie of the year in the NBA, and the Sixers would still end up 2-10, their first 12, I would have said, come on now.
Y'all need to quit getting mad about these Joel Embiid takes, though. It's just a waste of energy, though.
Hey, yo, the hell with the Sixers, man.
That's actually might be the right way. That might be it. All right, well, 215-592-9494. So Joel probably not going to play tonight, which means that they're in Miami, right? The tonight's game? So 2-11 we're looking at? How long until we just say they're not going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I cooked the season last week. It's over.
I wonder how long Nick Nurse is going to be here. I mean, if they start 2-15, is he the coach?
Yeah, I think so.
Not his fault. Are you?
It's not his fault that...
But wait a second.
It's not. What do you want him to do?
I like Nick Nurse, and we did reading Jill. I read his whole book.
Somebody got to go.
Someone's got to go.
How about the guy that assembled this awful team?
I tried to fire him 2 years ago.
I'm just saying.
I've been trying to blow the Sixers up systematically for 2 years.
It's not going
to
happen.
Well,
look at this thing and say this is Nick Nurse's fault?
No, well, I'm not saying he should go, but I'm saying...
He might, but it's not right.
I agree with you. But 2-11 teams fire people.
We just fire people for the sake of firing folks. No. We're not looking at the fact that we gave Joel Embiid $190 million.
You're right, Hugh. That's essentially what it is. They're firing somebody for the sake of firing somebody.
Hold on. I didn't say...
Somebody has to lose their job.
I didn't say I want to fire Nick Nurse.
You're a Maury guy.
No, I'm not. Nurse is way better than Maury. I mean, Maury's...
I agree.
Maury's... I'd fire Maury today.
Me too.
All right. I'm glad we got that out of our system. 215-592-9494. All right. Back to the phone lines here. Are the Eagles in the same class as the Lions? And all-time debates for Combo Con today. TR is in Winfield. Hey, TR.
TR.
Hey, fellas. What's up, fellas?
What's up, TR?
Good weekend, man. Fighter I trained. We won our first fight this weekend together. Amateur fights, though. So
that's awesome. That's great. The decision, knockout, what'd you get?
Well, he got a decision, but it was his first, him and I first fight together, so I'm happy about that.
Well, congratulations. I'm sure it was a better fight than that nonsense on Netflix on Friday.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah, it was, for sure. But yeah, to the question, yeah, I think we're a step ahead of Detroit, man. Only reason why I'm saying is because of the fact that I think we have better weapons. I think Hurts' legs are better now. I think we're going to be able to get out of trouble early. You know, we haven't had any trouble if the play breaks down. I just think we're a better team. On paper, they look better than us, but I don't think they're better than we are at all. They under us, you know. But yeah, I think we're ahead of them.
So here's my question, TR, and I get your point. I mean, I like when I close my eyes and you say, Joe, who would you rather have? AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, or Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra? I'd say ours, right? It's close, but I'd say ours. And I agree with your point, and OG brought it up on Jalen's got that added element of he runs, Goff can't.
Legs.
But then how come they score a lot more points per game? And they're just offensively, they're better. What, like, why?
The opposition, that's all.
They played the Vikings. We haven't played a defense as good as the Vikings. I mean, they poured it on them. I just think our passing game, it's reputation more than it is actually great. Like, it's not really been great. Now, maybe it will, to you know Hugh's point. Maybe it's going to come along, but I think it's got to get better if we're going to beat them, TR.
Well, it'll get better. You know, it'll get better. And Hugh, I'm back, man. I trust them now. All right? They won them three games. My eyebrows is up. I'm back. I'm trusting them now. I think we're going to be all right. I think we might go to the bowl.
Yeah, on the trip now? You coming on the trip?
Yeah. Oh, I'm down. What you want?
Yeah, no, listen. Now, people
got to get your spot on that bus.
No, listen. People keep asking me, when is this actually happening? Like, just to let everybody know, this is still technically a pipe dream. Because we haven't even talked to. It's not a pipe. Who have we talked to that's above us that can make this actually happen? Who have we talked to,
we
Joe?
We say this on the air every day. Someone's listening.
Okay.
I would anticipate the staff here at Odyssey is putting together this bus trip as we speak.
Okay. I mean, I don't have the same faith that you do, but if you say they are, okay.
I believe it.
So what should I tell people when they ask me?
We'll give you the details when we have them.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. Okay.
I just want our defense to be a little bit more nastier. We got to be a little bit more nastier to win the title. You know what I mean? I want a little harder hitting, especially – we get a chance to get to the quarterback. We need to be a little, get in his head a little bit more. And I'm glad, one thing I wanted to say, I'm glad that Fletcher Cox is gone, so to speak, the voice of reason, because now Brandon can tell all the smack he wants. Because Fletcher Cox, all we was telling him, man, be cool, be quiet. No, we need to get our
opportunity. He was talking smack to the former president. Wasn't he a couple weeks ago?
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah, I like PG. PG smack talk is fun. All right, TR, what do you got for us? A great debate.
I'm sick of this debate, this 49 and old crap, that he will beat Ali or Frazier or any of the good heavyweights today. Mark Rocky Marciano debate against Ali.
Rocky Marciano, Ali. All right. I'm not surprised. That fits with TR. TR, good one. Appreciate the phone call.
Who the hell debates that?
Well, he's talking about a classic debate.
Yeah, it's a classic boxing debate.
Classic.
I mean, I don't know if it's still going on.
Is it?
I mean, TR's a trainer. You could hear it there, right? That's his.
That's fine.
That's where he comes from.
Would any of us debate Ali versus Rocky Marciano?
I mean, Kyle, I don't think you and I are in the Rocky Marciano.
Of course not.
I feel attacked.
Well,
yes, I am in that age demographic.
I've never heard of that as a debate.
Oh,
I mean, it goes.
Hold on. We don't talk about Rocky Marciano. Muhammad Ali is.
He's the greatest.
Well, it was. I think it was debated heavily on Coming to America, the first one.
Okay. Whoever used to debate Rocky Marciano is wrong.
It was in the barbershop. A big scene in the barbershop.
215-592-9494. Right back to your phone calls. Are the Eagles in the same class as the Lions? Famous debates for ComboCon. Plus, you heard a sneak peek there. Hugh wants me to follow suit with someone who had somewhat of their own.
This is a horrible
funeral.
Take, Joe. Horrible take.
I'm not dead yet.
And I feel that before my take dies, yours
is worse. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not supposed to laugh during this song, Hugh.
No, I'm just laughing because I know what they played it for. It's for your take. It's horrible.
Is this for my funeral? My take funeral?
Yeah, this is yours.
Well, you guys keep trying to play this. I'm not ready to. I'm not ready
There's
to
no
say goodbye.
Trying. We're playing it.
That's fine.
126 yards, man.
That's wonderful. All right,
my fault. 146 yards.
Yeah, but you're selling yourself short there. And Saquon Barkley. All right, let's get to this. So, I know. I guess it was last Friday. So let's make sure everyone is aware of what we're doing. I mean, I have been pretty hard on Hugh for his take that defense is a luxury, not a necessity, to the point where I haven't let this go. And I think it's, Hugh's ready to do it to me now. Because if you travel back in time to the spring, we were discussing the Eagles and what they had done and how their team had come together. I had said, this does hit different with the music underneath. I had said that I didn't believe Saquon Barkley would be a difference maker for wins and losses. Not that he wouldn't be a Can I even finish?
Nah.
Hold on.
We're ready for this. We're going to be hostile.
Hold on.
This take was horrible.
No, I said they won 11 games last year, and I'm not sure he moves the needle in terms of them winning more games.
Oh, he moved the needle.
They have 8 wins.
He's moved the needle significantly, though.
He's a good player, yeah.
Oh, man, listen. There's people out there, there's an outcry, wondering why he isn't higher in the MVP odds.
Well, because he has the best offensive line in the league.
I mean, that's debatable.
Well, why wasn't Swift in MVP odds last year?
Yeah.
Why was it Swift? Because he didn't play this well.
Well, he had the best offensive line in the league.
Sure, but he didn't play this well.
Right, okay. He's so the point is that the Swift. Running back is better, regardless of how good the line is.
Yeah,
Hugh asked the question, why isn't high the MVP? That's the only thing I can what you want me to tell you? He's a running back.
No, it's because he's a running back.
Right, yeah, and he also plays behind a great offensive line.
But then that dog don't hunt because Derrick Henry's a little bit older and he balling.
He is, but I don't think he's going to win the MVP either. Bottom line is this.
I don't think neither one of them are, really.
No, I don't think so. I may be wrong on this. We're trending that way.
Maybe.
Hold on. We're trending that way, but we're not. They
You're
have
out
to,
of control.
They have to win 12 games for me to give it up. Hold on a second. It took you a year and a half.
What this got to do with me? This is your take, Feud. It ain't mine.
I know, but you guys expect me to drop this. Hugh is stubborn.
No, that's the point. You're not supposed to be.
But in all fairness, my take has way more legs than yours.
No,
yes, it did.
Let's not get crazy.
Do we forget? I know we don't like to talk about last year, but do we forget the 7-game slide that we were on last year? Whose fault was that?
The defense.
Well, I was correct.
No, you're looking at it.
Hold on. Stop.
You're doing a great job of ruining this and making it about you. Well,
this is not about me.
The more outlandish you get.
All right, can we hear from Nick Wright? Because he had a similar take that I did about Saquon Barkley, and he was willing to give that up last Friday. Let's hear Nick.
After last night, Wilds, there's a lot to like, and the biggest thing to like, and this is, I hate to say it, classic, unadulterated Category 3, Saquon Barkley and his CMC-esque impact on these Philadelphia Eagles.
What a move.
It's undeniable. And hold on, just wait a second, bro. And then after Pittsburgh beats Baltimore this weekend, when Brew's ballot comes out sometime next week, Saquon should be the MVP favorite.
Wow.
Because the coaching, Sirianni is as shaky as ever. And Jalen Hurts has not been, he hasn't been bad, but he hasn't been great. Saquon is the difference on offense. A.J. Brown's missed time. Devontae missed one game. They're obviously both really good players. But Saquon, 3 times this year, has had games like yesterday where it's like, oh, wait, Philly's kind of stuck in the muck. They're not really, you know, could they lose this game? And then, bang, second half performance by Saquon, he closes the door. He has MVP-ish numbers right now.
But he won't be the MVP.
He does have MVP-ish numbers. He's having a great season. He is. He's a great player. He's been better here than I thought he'd be. He's rejuvenated. And once the Eagles have their 12th win of the season, I will die on the sword that he made the difference.
I thought about this today when when I was driving in. Mm-hmm. How sick are Giants fans right now? I mean, I know they have a lot on their plate already.
Did you hear who their new starting quarterback is?
Yeah, the guy that tried to fleece the Polo Pizza spot last year. Tommy DeVito tried to fleece a little pizza spot. Yeah, he's the starting quarterback, but this is bad for the Giants fan on so many different levels. And yeah, I'm talking to you guys that live in Philadelphia. I don't know why. But you had probably the worst offseason that you could probably have. Your GM, who was it? The GM sat there and in a flippant kind of way, told Saquon, hey, do what you can. Go find the money you can get.
We even told his boss in a flippant way.
Yeah, he told his boss, we don't need him. He cool. And his boss told you on national TV that he would be sick to his stomach if Saquon Barkley came to the Philadelphia Eagles and had success.
Well,
That's a fireball offense right there.
I disagree.
So I
what do you mean?
It was the right move to let Saquon go. What are they going to pay him? What's the point of paying him? If you're the Giants this year.
It's the fact that he's here.
That's the egregious part.
What's the point of the Giants keeping Saquon this year?
Well, they would have lost with him anyway.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, they would have had money on the books for paying a running back. Like, the reason the Eagles were in such a good spot to get a running back is because of the position they were in being competitive.
I look at Kyle trying to be the voice of reason.
I mean, he's right.
I'm always the voice of reason.
But this is where pettiness supersedes all of that. It's because you sat there. And on TV, and you embarrassed me. You need to be fired. You need to get fired.
He's going to get fired. Hold on.
Whose idea was it to let Hard Knocks come in? Is that not the owner's?
The NFL has some do with it. Like, they pick the teams, and the teams have to agree with it. But at the end of the day, they got to do Hard Knocks.
All right, but Mara can sign off on whether or not he is portrayed on television, right? Like, he could say, don't air that.
Right. Yeah, you could get the rights to how you want it to be seen.
He put himself in that position.
Mara's the one that looks good right now. He's the one that wanted to keep him.
This is the same situation that Joe's trying to do with Coach Nurse. Somebody got to get fired.
Well, you know his head's going to roll.
I don't want to fire Nick Nurse.
I kind of think you do.
No, I like Nick Nurse. I asked the question, is if they lose four more in a row.
Kyle kind of felt like he wanted to fire Nick Nurse.
Why would I want to fire Nick Nurse? Nick Nurse the best.
Because you wanted somebody fired.
I
want somebody fired from the Giants.
You want heads to roll.
Nick Nurse is the best coach in the city. He shouldn't get fired. He won a championship.
I don't give a shit.
He didn't win one here. You want Nick Nurse fired, but you want the GM.
I don't want Nick Nurse fired. I never said that.
You kind of did.
Joe's pro-Giant, anti-Sixer, unbelievable.
Has anyone, can anyone hear me?
I'm doing what every other fan that listens to the show do. I'm not paying attention to what you're saying. I'm spinning this story to my.
All right, let me say it slow so everyone can pick it up, all right? Doc Rivers. I do not want Nick Nurse fired, and I will not surrender this take until the Eagles win the 12th game.
Well, you absolutely should.
Terrible take, though.
Yeah, the 11-12 win thing is such a cop-out. That's a spin job right there.
That was my point.
No, you should look at this in what would the Eagles' record be this season if Saquon weren't here? That's the impact. It's not from last year to this year. It's what they would be without him.
Two more wins. Two less wins.
I don't know, dog.
Two or three.
Because, see,
we're not even talking about them in the Lions discussion right now. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I look at it
like
this,
we're not doing this show today.
I feel like Saquon Barkley being here allows for this offense that has historically been starting slow this year. It allows them to stay in the game, not along with the defense.
The defense allows them to stay in the game.
I feel like the defense is playing well, but if look at it like this. If we don't have a running back like Saquon Barkley, then we're not in a position to run some of those plays. We're primarily a passing team. And, you know, to be fair, does Jalen work his way out of these funks that he's been in if you don't have that running game to lean on?
Sure. I mean, I don't know. He probably doesn't. But the defense has carried the team more than Saquon has.
Defense has played well. No question about that. But I feel like if Saquon wasn't here, we would probably be in a
different situation. You know, Saquon's helping the defense, too.
Yeah.
Way more so than Hurts's.
They work hand in hand.
Yep.
Again, so
impact, Joe.
Part of this is why Kyle's upset is you weren't here the day we did this, because then you'd be even stronger in this. I think you were like out that day that we did the Saquon difference maker.
Really?
It was like in May. You were out on a Friday or something. That was what Hugh and I did that day. Mm. Bottom line is this: I said he's a good player. I said he'd have great numbers.
Phenomenal player.
Yeah, but you were wrong about the impact.
Impact
he's been better than I thought.
Yeah.
But I said I don't think it make much of a difference wins and losses.
And he sure has.
They had 11 wins last year. They have 8 right now.
Do you not agree they're better than last year?
Yes. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, because of their defense.
No, because of Saquon Barkley.
Sure. He's part of it. Not the biggest reason they're better.
It's 1A, 1B. Saquon and the defense. That is this team right now.
Last year, they were 30th in defense. Now they're top 5. Last year, where were they in rushing last year? I'm going to guess top 10. And now they're top two or three? Mm-hmm. Like, it's the difference is the defense. That's
but
the
also
whole difference.
Saquon. No, Saquon is the difference on our offense, Joe.
Sure.
He is.
Yeah, he's been great. But
he's the catalyst.
The Eagles have run the football since Sirianni got here, no matter who's back there. They run it at a high level, no matter who they have.
No, but it's different when he's back
because
there.
Because we like him.
No, but they also they still can't throw. They couldn't throw last year. That's the difference. Is now they have a running back that changes that aspect of the offense to such a drastic degree that it almost mitigates the impact of our poor passing offense.
Are you supposed to yell and be angry with the song on? I'm supposed to somber you out a little bit. We're saying goodbye, aren't we? I'm just trying to live just have 4 weeks left of my take?
You're in the hole, like pushing up the casket, and we're trying to lower it.
You're
on
trying
you.
To bury me alive.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not dead yet.
That's a bad take, though.
Hugh, defense has always mattered.
No, not really.
No, hold on. Both of your guys' takes were awful.
But see, you see, now he's filibustering. Now he's trying to flip it on me. But no, it wasn't. It was
no, Hugh. Don't, Hugh. Do not let him get away with this.
My take was solid. I had a solid take.
It sucked.
Not so much.
All right, I need you guys to do something for me because you're going to keep pressing me on this. I'm not going to relent yet. I need you both to wear suits in. For a real funeral.
Oh, we're going to do a whole...
Oh, I got a suit now.
Win number 12.
Okay.
You lower the casket in, and we say goodbye.
Don't tempt
eulogy
me.
Eulogy and everything.
Don't tempt me.
Okay.
I can wear a turtleneck, too, because it's getting cold outside.
Win number 12.
And when people call in, they need to say, Joe, I'm sorry for your take.
Yeah, we'll have a real take funeral. Yeah. Until then, I remain on life support, and I'm not done yet.
You
all
say
right?
He's not leaving.
215-592.
Not relenting.
94-94. That's how you hop it. You can react to the Saquon thing. The Eagles, are they in the same class as the Lions? I don't think they are. I think they're one notch below. Two best teams in the NFC. Hugh is ignoring reality and saying they are in the same class.
It's like the normal.
I know. It really is. All right, you want to check out our poll question here, you Douglas? Let's see where this is. 215-592-9494. Howard joins us coming up at 12 o'clock today. Our poll question today about the Eagles and the Lions, are they in the same class in the NFC right now?
Tight. It's tight, ain't it?
63% say yes.
See, the people, they listen to me. You need to start listening to me.
Nope. Jay in Philly's up. Hey, Jay.
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
Hey, Jay, what's up, buddy?
Hey, so I look at Detroit versus us. And I say, man, Jared Goff at his worst is bad, man. He's horrible. So do I trust Vic Fangio can make a defense to make him look bad in the playoffs? Absolutely. We're looking at regular season now. Every game is not built the same in the regular season. When we got a full time to just concentrate on Detroit and the playoffs, they're not better than us. I'm not saying we're much, much better than them, but they're certainly not better than us either. So that's why I say it's about the playoffs. We're not going to see them in the regular season, and you give us time to concentrate just on them, and I think we can make Jared Goff look bad. Their defense is not better than ours, and that's where I'm at with it.
So you say Jared Goff could be bad, but he's bad like once or twice a whole season. We remember the bad ones. He's better than not most of the time. Like, he's a good quarterback.
His bad is horrible.
I agree with you, and he has one or two of those a year like he did last week when he threw five interceptions. But he also, week to week, is better than Jalen. Like, Jalen has Jalen has less bad ones, but he doesn't have as many good ones as Goff. I mean, he just doesn't.
Hey, guess what? Guess what, man? The numbers, sometimes you really got to look at his numbers, man. He won a game passing for 85 yards. He won a game passing for 85 yards.
Because they had 50 points on the board.
Hey, but he.
But that doesn't mean he was bad that day. They dominated.
He was efficient, yeah.
I'm not saying that he was bad, but that's a regular season game.
Right, but we keep saying this. There's no evidence that our passing game is as good as theirs. None. It's like our imagination tells us that it's not as good.
The passing game is not the game, and maybe you're right. Their scheme is way better.
Yes,
you can tell. They scheme people open. It's not because he's a dynamic player that makes guys better. You can tell their plays are way better than ours for whatever reason. Their scheme is great.
It's something to be said to being in an offense. Not to cut you off, Jay, but it's something to be said about being an offense and being comfortable in an offense that you're familiar with.
Right,
they've been there for a while. Yeah.
For sure. But in the playoffs, we have Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio, you give him time where all he has to concentrate on is that offense, man, where the quarterback is a scheme guy. He's not a guy that you put the ball in his hands and say, take over. We stop the run.
Yeah.
Hey, man, like who is he? Like, we're not scared of him at all.
Well, I think they'd probably say the same thing about Jalen Hurts, Jay, if we're being honest. Like, why would they be scared of Jalen Hurts?
Hey, because he can beat you with his feet. This guy has one way to win. So if we're running the ball, and I love Saquon. I don't love our running game. We don't maul people like we did when we were going to the Super Bowl.
Mm.
But if we can get that point where he's getting yards a lot of times, man, on his own, man. When we went to the Super Bowl last time, man, Swift was running through tunnels. If we can maul that defensive line in Detroit, then it's going to open up the passing game.
Well,
for Jalen.
That's true. That could help. All right, Jay, what do you got for us for a great rivalry, all-time debate?
Hey, man, it's kind of off of what Hugh said. I couldn't believe he kind of went there, man. But instead of just Wiz, I'm saying that's cheesesteak in Philly, and who in the world from Philly actually goes to Geno's?
So is it a Geno's Pats thing, or just like
I think just best cheesesteak in Philly is a good
debate. That's a good debate, Jay. That's a good one.
So it splinters off. Who has the best cheesesteak in Philadelphia? We don't really normally go to Geno's or Pat's.
You got it. All right, best cheesesteak in Philly is an all-time debate. That is a good one because everyone, Hugh, has a different answer. Some people like the bigger places. Maybe not those two, the biggest ones, but some people like the bigger ones, and then some people like, you know, kind of the mom-and-pop shop.
The mom-and-pops. I used to go to a place over there by Obala, where we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Mama's Cheesesteaks. You had some big cheesesteaks. And there was another one that I used to go to. I can't say the name anymore. They changed the name because it was derogatory. But you know what I'm talking about. They had some really, really good cheesesteaks.
There's a lot. I feel like there's so many spots. Like, I don't even know how you determine it. I guess, like, the bigger ones would just get more votes because they're the bigger ones that everyone knows them. But there's a lot of spots. Joe in Bucks County's up. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you guys doing? Great, great conversation. Loving it.
Thank you, Joe. What do you feel today?
Hey, before I get to my point, I want to chime in on this. Is it Barkley or the defense? You guys mm-hmm. made me rethink this as I was on the phone. And I got to tell you, I'm going with the defense, although Barkley's a close 1B.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is because if the defense didn't hold the points down and we were getting behind, Barkley would not be a factor.
Joe, I think that's what comes to me. Like, I think about the Saints game. Remember he broke the big run in the beginning of the fourth quarter? Well, if the Saints have 24 on the board instead of 10, then they can't run the ball there. Right? It takes away what he's so great at, which is breaking those big runs.
Totally agree with you. But it's a great luxury to have the defense and Barkley like we have right now. The point I wanted to make was when we got Kellen Moore, I tell you, I'm a film geek. So I went back and I watched Kellen Moore's film when he was with Dallas and when he was with the Chargers. And I got to tell you, his offense was so explosive, so electric all over the field, screens, cuts, seam plays, everything. It was just amazing. I'm concerned about this offense, guys, and I'm concerned that the things that are wrong with Hurts are not fixable. And that's why Moore's offense is basically no more than a skeleton of last year or even like a high school level. I don't think we're going to progress. We're in 10 games right now, and this offense is not opened up.
Joe, that's
a fair point
to bring up, the idea that, like, why should we expect it to get any better? I mean, we're 10 games in. This might be what it is, which is a great running game, good old line, and then you hope the passing game gets better. We'll discuss this. Joe, what you got for us for a great debate?
Sure. Daylight savings. Should we have it or shouldn't we have it?
Joe, I like that one. I think people are now against. Is that people
against
it?
We're getting tired of the switch.
Yeah, I don't
mind. We want to go because Indiana doesn't switch.
Arizona's out on it too.
Yeah, they don't recognize it.
The only issue I have is that some states do their own thing. Like, shouldn't we all be on the same clock?
Yes.
Like, I understand there's regions by Pacific mm-hmm. time, Eastern. That's different. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't just have a rogue state just say, I'm out.
In the middle of it all?
Right, like,
when you cross the border, it's like, well,
I'm tired of this.
Yeah, like, what time is it? I don't know. I just crossed state lines.
It does get funky.
I want to do my own thing.
I don't mind daylight savings time.
Well, I guess, so.
I don't mind it now.
I don't like the darkness early. That sucks.
But what are you doing when it's cold out in the winter? You're going to be outside at 5 o'clock?
No.
I mean, well, so...
I'm not outside at 3 o'clock.
Not necessarily, but just, like, more daylight is just more, I guess, like, comforting for people. You know, like, darkness can affect your mental a little bit.
No, see, I like how it is now, though. Especially now since I've kind of incorporated running into my morning regimen.
So I think that's why I'm okay with it. I'm an early riser. So you do get the extra hour of daylight. It's just for most people, they're sleeping through
darkness
it.
Darkness is just a more depressing vibe, really.
I agree, but so... But you do get an extra hour of sunlight at 6 a.m. in the morning if you're sleeping.
Yeah, but who the hell wants to?
I'm awake then.
No, that's fine for you.
Early.
Beautiful. But everybody knows that an hour an extra hour at 5 p.m. is way more convenient to everybody.
Early bird get the worm, Kyle.
That's right.
No, screw that.
He was right on this.
No, no, he's not. Because
finally,
no, the majority of people get out of work and then it's dark. No, you're wrong. There's people get out of work and an extra hour of daylight after work is better than before.
Well, you know, I like the early hour with the sun, and I give you my reasons.
You guys are old, man.
He's a runner now. Yes, we are old.
And I don't want to
early bird special. Getting bed early.
I don't want to make nobody nervous that early in the morning. Big black dude running through the neighborhood. I just want everybody to be cool. You know what I'm saying? This is what I do on a normal.
Would you rather have an extra hour of sunlight before or after work?
Depends on the weather.
It's after work.
When it's not spring, summer, I want it.
No, hold on. Whoa.
What am I doing outside at 6 o'clock when it's cold?
Nothing.
It's going to be cold either way.
Right, but if it's dark, then I feel less upset about being in the house.
First
That's
of all,
point.
It gets colder when it's dark. What if you got a nice 50-degree winter day?
No, I'm
then it's going to be cold
one.
In the morning. It's going like to be like 35 still because it's early in the morning.
Can I just feel the way I feel?
No.
Okay, that's what we've established here. I'm not allowed to feel the way I feel. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good morning. Soon to be afternoon, gentlemen.
Good morning, Bruce.
Great discussion. This is a real good debate that you have, because you know I tell you I've been thinking, you know, about this on and off since we've had our victory with DC, and I turned around and I relooked the game again and focused just on Jalen, what he did and what he did not do versus the first and the second half, and I will say, you know, that there are still some concerns about Jalen, because I don't think it was just the play calling, it was just his execution. There are things that he still needs to improve on. But with that said, I think based on what we already have now at this point, and a previous caller made this point, is that, if the greatest thing that we were talking about is that, okay, the Eagles hadn't gone up against a dynamic quarterback. And
they did. And you know what, Bruce? They did. And they played well against Daniels. And now we got more to come because that passing game for the Rams is good. And then the Baltimore after that. So, Bruce, it's a good point. We got our first test of that, and they did well. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, Howard Eskin is joining us next. We'll see what he thinks on this. Are the Eagles in the same class as the Lions? I don't see it right now. I think they're one notch below. Hughes has them in the same class. Where do you come down? Should I concede the take that
yes.
Saquon Barkley is a bad wins take. And losses difference maker?
Yes,
I see.
It's embarrassing
I
if you don't.
Eight
honestly,
wins. I see that, eight.
That's a pressure
eight
moment,
victories,
right there.
Eight. We get to 12. I might concede. All right. 215-592-9494. And all time debates for ComboCon. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, it's never too early to start planning for your Thanksgiving gathering. So if you got just shopping to do, move Hatfield pork to the top of your list. Yeah, that's right. I said to put pork on your shopping list. You may be wondering, what about the turkey? Turkey's okay. But it's time for something different, people. Move over, turkey. Put pork on your fork. Hatfield's variety of marinated pork, tenderloins, bacon, ham, and ham steaks are all main dish contenders this year. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. And remember, this Thanksgiving, put pork on your fork.
Not supposed to laugh during this song, Hugh.
No, I'm just laughing because I know what they played it for. It's for your take. It's horrible.
Is this for my funeral? My take funeral?
Yeah, this is yours.
Well, you guys keep trying to play this. I'm not ready to.
There's no trying. We're playing it.
That's fine.
126 yards, man.
That's wonderful. All right,
by far, 146 yards.
Yeah, but you're selling yourself short there. And Saquon Barkley. All right, let's get to this. So, I know, I guess it was last Friday. So, let's make sure everyone is aware of what we're doing. I mean, I have been pretty hard on Hugh for his take that defense is a luxury, not a necessity, to the point where I haven't let this go. And I think it's, well, Hugh's ready to do it to me now. Because if you travel back in time to the spring, we were discussing the Eagles and what they had done and how their team had come together. I had said, this does hit different with the music underneath. I had said that I didn't believe Saquon Barkley would be a difference maker for wins and losses. Not that he would be a Can I even finish?
Nah.
Hold on.
We're ready for this. We're going to be hostile.
Hold on.
This take was horrible.
No, I said they won 11 games last year, and I'm not sure he moves the needle in terms of them winning more games.
Oh, he moved the needle.
They have 8 wins.
He's moved the needle significantly, though.
He's a good player, yeah.
Oh, man, listen. There's people out there, there's an outcry wondering why he isn't higher in the MVP odds.
Well, because he has the best offensive line in the league.
I mean, that's debatable.
Well, why wasn't Swift an MVP odds last year?
Yeah.
Why was it Swift? Because he didn't play this well.
Well, he had the best offensive line in the league.
Sure, but he didn't play this well.
Kyle, right, okay. So the point is that the running back is better, regardless of how good the line is.
Yeah,
but Hugh asked the question, why isn't higher the MVP? That's the only thing I could... What do you want me to tell you? He's a running back.
No, it's because he's a running back.
Right, yeah, and he also plays behind a great offensive line.
But then that dog don't hunt because Derrick Henry's a little bit older and he balling.
He is, but I don't think he's going to win the MVP either. Bottom line is this.
I don't think neither one of them are, really.
No, I don't think so. I may be wrong on this. We're trending that way.
Maybe.
Hold on. We're trending that way, but we're not. You're out of control. They have to win 12 games for me to give it up. Hold on a second. It took you a year and a half.
What this got to do with me? This is your take, Feud. It ain't mine.
I know, but you guys expect me to drop
Q
this
Well,
Q
is stubborn.
No,
that's the point. You're not supposed to be.
Well, but
in all fairness, my take has way more legs than yours.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it did.
Let's not get crazy.
Do we forget? I know we don't like to talk about last year, but do we forget the 7-game slide that we were on last year? Whose fault was that?
The defense.
So I was correct.
No. You're looking at it. Hold on.
Stop.
You're doing a great job of ruining this and making it about you. Well,
This is not about the more outlandish you get.
All right, can we hear from Nick Wright? Because he had a similar take that I did about Saquon Barkley, and he was willing to give that up last Friday. Let's hear Nick.
After last night, Wilds, there's a lot to like, and the biggest thing to like, and this is, I hate to say it, classic, unadulterated Category 3, Saquon Barkley and his CMC-esque impact on these Philadelphia Eagles.
What a move.
It's undeniable. And hold on, just wait a second, bro. And then after Pittsburgh beats Baltimore this weekend, when Bruce Ballot comes out sometime next week, Saquon should be the MVP favorite.
Wow.
Because the coaching, Sirianni is as shaky as ever. And Jalen Hurts hasn't been bad, but he hasn't been great. Saquon is the difference on offense. A.J. Brown's missed time. Devontae missed one game. They're obviously both really good players. But Saquon, 3 times this year, has had games like yesterday where it's like, oh, wait, Philly's kind of stuck in the muck. They're not really, could they lose this game? And then bang, second half performance by Saquon, he closes the door. He has MVP-ish numbers right now.
But he won't be the MVP.
He does have MVP-ish numbers. He's having a great season. He is. He's a great player. He's been better here than I thought he'd be. He's rejuvenated. And once the Eagles have their 12th win of the season, I will die on the sword that he made the difference.
I thought about this today when when I was driving in. Mm-hmm. How sick are Giants fans right now? I mean, I know they have a lot on their plate already.
Did you hear who their new starting quarterback is?
the guy that tried to fleece the Polo Pizza spot last year. Tommy DeVito tried to fleece a little pizza spot. Yeah, he's the starting quarterback, but this is bad for the Giants fan on so many different levels. And yeah, I'm talking to you guys that live in Philadelphia. I don't know why. But you had probably the worst offseason that you could probably have. Your GM, who was it? The GM sat there and in a flippant kind of way, told Saquon, hey, do what you can. Go find the money you can get.
We even told his boss in a flippant
way. Yeah, he told his boss, we don't need him. We don't need him. He cool. And his boss told you on national TV that he would be sick to his stomach if Saquon Barkley came to the Philadelphia Eagles and had success.
Well,
That's a fireable offense, right there.
No, I disagree.
So I actually,
what do you mean?
It was the right move to let Saquon go. What are they going to pay him?
The way
What's the point of paying him? If you're the Giants this year.
It's the fact that he's here.
Right, that's okay.
That's the egregious part.
What's the point of the Giants keeping Saquon this year?
Well, they would have lost with him anyway.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
and
that's,
they would have had money on the books for paying a running back. Like, the reason the Eagles were in such a good spot to get a running back is because of the position they were in and being competitive.
I look at Kyle trying to be the voice of reason.
I mean, he's
still,
I'm always the voice of reason.
But this is where pettiness, I think pettiness over supersedes all of that. It's because you sat there. And on TV, and you embarrassed me. You need to be in fired. You need to get fired.
He's going to get fired.
Hold on. Whose idea was it to let Hard Knocks come in? Is that not the owner's? Like, does the owner not going to say
NFL,
that?
The NFL has some do with it. Like, they pick the teams, and the teams have to agree with it. But at the end of the day, they got to do Hard Knocks.
All right, but Mara can sign off on whether or not he is portrayed on television, right? Like,
well,
he could say don't air that.
Yeah, you could get the rights to how you want it to be seen.
I mean, he put himself in that position.
He also,
I mean, no, but somebody
Mara's the one that looks good right now. He's the one that wanted to keep him.
This is the same situation that Joe's trying to do with Coach Nurse. Well, somebody got to get fired.
Well, you know whose head's going to roll.
I don't want to fire Nick Nurse.
I kind of think you do.
No, I like Nick Nurse. I asked the question, is if they lose four more
Kyle
in a row.
Kyle kind of felt like he wanted to fire
Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse, the best.
Because you wanted somebody fired.
He's the best.
I want somebody fired from the Giants.
You want heads to roll.
Nick Nurse is the best coach in the city. He shouldn't get fired. He won a championship.
I don't give a shit.
He didn't win one here. You want Nick Nurse fired, but you want the GM.
I don't want Nick Nurse fired. I never said that.
You kind of did.
Joe's pro-Giant, anti-Sixer, this guy, man. Unbelievable.
Does anyone listen? Can anyone hear me?
I'm doing what every other fan that listens to the show do. I'm not paying attention to what you're saying. I'm spinning this story to my...
All right, let me say it slow so everyone can pick it up, all right?
Did you just Doc Rivers?
I do not want Nick Nurse fired, and I will not surrender this take until the Eagles win the 12th game.
Well, you absolutely
should. Terrible take, though.
Yeah,
this is real bad.
No, the 11-12 win thing is such a cop-out. That's a spin job right there.
That was my point.
No, you should look at this in what would the Eagles' record be this season if Saquon weren't here. That's the impact. It's not from last year to this year.
Probably
it's what they would be without him.
Two more wins. Two less wins.
I don't know, dog.
Two or three.
Because, see,
we're not even talking about them in the Lions discussion right now. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I look at it
like
this,
we're not doing
man.
This show today.
I feel
that's
like,
for sure.
I feel like Saquon Barkley being here allows for this offense that has historically been starting slow this year. It allows them to stay in the game, not along with the defense.
The defense allows them to stay in the game.
I feel like the defense is playing well, but if look at it like this. If we don't have a running back like Saquon Barkley, then we're not in a position to run some of those plays. We're primarily a passing team. And, you know, to be fair, does Jalen work his way out of these funks that he's been in if you don't have that running game to lean on?
Sure. I mean, I don't know. He probably doesn't. But the defense has carried the team more than Saquon has.
Defense has played well. No question about that. But I feel like if Saquon wasn't here, we would probably be in a
Saquon's helping the defense,
situation.
Too.
Yeah.
Way more so than Hertz's.
They work hand in hand.
Yep.
Again, so
bad impact, take, Joe.
Part of this is why Kyle's upset is you weren't here the day we did this, because then you'd be even stronger in this. I think you were like out that day that we did the Saquon difference maker.
Really?
Yeah. You were, it was like in May, you were out on a Friday or something. That was what Hugh and I did that day. Mm. Bottom line is this. I said he's a good player. I said he'd have great numbers.
Phenomenal player.
Yeah, but you were wrong about the impact.
Impact
he's been better
phenomenal.
Than I thought.
Yeah.
But I said I don't think it make much of a difference wins and losses.
And he sure has.
They had 11 wins last year. They have 8 right now.
Do you not agree they're better than last year?
Yes. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, because of their defense.
No, but also because of Saquon Barkley.
Sure. He's part of it.
But that's not
the biggest reason they're better.
It's 1A, 1B. Saquon and the defense. That is this team right now.
Last year, they were 30th in defense. Now they're top 5. Last year, where were they in rushing last year? I'm going to guess top 10. And now they're top two or three? Mm-hmm. Like, it's the difference is the defense. That's
but
the
also
whole difference.
Saquon. No, Saquon is the difference on our offense, Joe.
Sure.
He is.
Yeah, he's been great. But
he's the catalyst.
The Eagles have run the football since Sirianni got here, no matter who's back there. They run it at a high level, no matter who they have.
No, but it's different when he's back
because
there.
Because we like him.
No, but they also they still can't throw. They couldn't throw last year. That's the difference. Is now they have a running back that changes that aspect of the offense to such a drastic degree that it almost mitigates the impact of our poor passing offense.
Are you supposed to yell and be angry with the song on? Are we supposed to somber you out a little bit? We're saying goodbye, aren't we? I'm just trying to live just have 4 weeks left of my day?
You're like, you're in the hole, like pushing up the casket, and we're trying to lower it.
You're
on
trying
you.
To bury me alive.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not.
That's a bad
yet.
Take, though. It's a bad take, though.
Hill defense has always mattered.
No, not really.
No, hold on. Both of your guys' takes were awful.
But see, you see, now he's filibustering. Now he's trying to flip
it
on me. But no, it wasn't. It was
no, Hugh, do not let him get away with this.
My take
I will continue to do
it. Solid. I had a solid take. Yours,
it sucked.
Not so much.
All right, I need you guys to do something for me. Because you're going to keep pressing me on this. I'm not going to relent yet. I need you both to wear suits in. For a real funeral.
Oh, we're going to do a whole...
Oh, I got a suit now.
Win number 12.
Okay.
You lower the casket in, and we say goodbye.
Don't tempt
Eulogy
me.
Eulogy and everything.
Don't tempt me.
Okay.
Win I can number, wear a turtleneck, too, because it's getting cold outside.
Win number 12.
And when people call in, they need to say, Joe, I'm sorry for your take.
Yeah, we'll have a real take funeral. Yeah. Until then, I remain on life support, and I'm not done yet.
You
all right,
say you're not leaving.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop it. You can react to the Saquon thing. The Eagles, are they in the same class as the Lions? I don't think they are. I think they're one notch below. Two best teams in the NFC. Hugh is ignoring reality and saying they are in the same class.
It's like the normal.
I know. It really is. All right, you want to check out our poll question here, Hugh Douglas? Let's see where this is. 215-592-9494. Howard joins us coming up at 12 o'clock today. Our poll question today about the Eagles and the Lions, are they in the same class in the NFC right now?
Tight. It's tight, ain't it?
63% say yes.
See, the people, they listen to me. You need to start listening to me.
Nope. Jay in Philly's up. Hey, Jay.
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
Hey, Jay, what's up, buddy?
Hey, so I look at Detroit versus us. And I say, man, Jared Goff at his worst is bad, man. He's horrible. So do I trust Vic Fangio can make a defense to make him look bad in the playoffs? Absolutely. We're looking at regular season now. Every game is not built the same in the regular season. When we got a full time to just concentrate on Detroit in the playoffs, they're not better than us. I'm not saying we're much, much better than them, but they're certainly not better than us either. So that's why I say it's about the playoffs. We're not going to see them in the regular season, and you give us time to concentrate just on them, and I think we can make Jared Goff look bad. Their defense is not better than ours, and that's where I'm at with it.
So you say Jared Goff could be bad, but he's bad like once or twice a whole season. We remember the bad ones. He's better than not most of the time. Like, he's a good quarterback.
His bad is horrible. It's off the cliff.
So Jay, I agree with you, and he has one or two of those a year like he did last week when he threw five interceptions. But he also, week to week, is better than Jalen. Like, Jalen has Jalen has less bad ones, but he doesn't have as many good ones as Goff. I mean, he just doesn't.
Hey, guess what? Guess what, man? The numbers, sometimes you really got to look at his numbers, man. He won a game passing for 85 yards. He won a game passing for 85 yards.
Because they had 50 points on the board.
Hey, but he.
But that doesn't mean he was bad that day. They dominated.
He was efficient, yeah.
I'm not saying that he was bad, but that's a regular season game.
Right, but we keep saying this. There's no evidence that our passing game is as good as theirs. None. It's like our imagination tells us that it's not as good.
The passing game is not the game, and maybe you're right. Their scheme is way better.
Yes,
you can tell. They scheme people open. It's not because he's a dynamic player that makes guys better. You can tell their plays are way better than ours for whatever reason. Their scheme is great.
It's something to be said to being in an offense, not to cut you off, Jay, but it's something to be said about being in an offense and being comfortable in an offense that you're familiar with.
Right,
they've
they
been
know
in it for
it.
A
yeah,
while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But in the playoffs, we have Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio, you give him time where all he has to concentrate on is that offense, man, where the quarterback is a scheme guy. He's not a guy that you put the ball in his hands and say, take over. We stop the run.
Yeah.
Hey, man, like who is he? Like, we're not scared of him at all.
Well, I think they'd probably say the same thing about Jalen Hurts, Jay, if we're being honest. Like, why would they be scared of Jalen Hurts?
Hey, because he can beat you with his feet. This guy has one way to win. So if we're running the ball, and I love Saquon. I don't love our running game. We don't maul people like we did when we were going to the Super Bowl. Mm. But if we can get that point where he's getting yards a lot of times, man, on his own, man, when we went to the Super Bowl last time, man, Swift was running through tunnels. If we can maul that defensive line in Detroit, then it's going to open up the passing game.
Well,
for
that's true. That could help. All right, Jay, what do you got for us for a great rivalry, all-time debate?
Hey, man, it's kind of off of what Hugh said. I couldn't believe he kind of went there, man. But instead of just Wiz, I'm saying that's cheesesteak in Philly, and who in the world from Philly actually goes to Geno's?
So is it a Geno's Pats thing or just like
I think just best cheesesteak in Philly is a good
That's a good debate, Jay. That's a good one.
So it splinters off. Who has the best cheesesteak in Philadelphia? We don't really normally go to Geno's or Pats.
You got it. All right, best cheesesteak in Philly is an all-time debate. That is a good one because everyone, Hugh, has a different answer. Some people like the bigger places, maybe not those two, the biggest ones, but some people like the bigger ones, and then some people like, you know, kind of the mom-and-pop shop.
The mom-and-pops. I used to go to a place over there by Ocala, where we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Mama's Cheesesteaks. You had some big cheesesteaks. And there was another one that I used to go to. I can't say the name anymore. They changed the name because it was derogatory. But you know what I'm talking about. They had some really, really good cheesesteaks.
There's a lot. I feel like there's so many spots. Like, I don't even know how you determine it. I guess, like, the bigger ones would just get more votes because they're the bigger ones that everyone knows them. But there's a lot of spots. Joe in Bucks County's up. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you guys doing? Great, great conversation. Loving it.
Thank you, Joe. What do you feel today?
Hey, before I get to my point, I want to chime in on this. Is it Barkley or the defense? You guys made me rethink this as I was on the phone. And I got to tell you, I'm going with the defense. Although Barkley's a close 1B, and the reason I say that is because if the defense didn't hold the points down and we were getting behind, Barkley would not be a factor.
Joe, I think that's what comes to me. Like, I think about the Saints game. Remember he broke the big run in the beginning of the fourth quarter? Well, if the Saints have 24 on the board instead of 10, then they can't run the ball there. Right? It takes away what he's so great at, which is breaking those big runs.
Totally agree with you, but it's a great luxury to have the defense and Barkley like we have right now. The point I wanted to make was when we got Kellen Moore, I tell you, I'm a film geek, so I went back and I watched Kellen Moore's film when he was with Dallas and when he was with the Chargers, and I got to tell you, his offense was so explosive, so electric all over the field, screens, cuts, seam plays, everything. It was just amazing. I'm concerned about this offense, guys, and I'm concerned that the things that are wrong with Hurts are not fixable, and that's why Moore's offense is basically no more than a skeleton of last year or even like a high school level. I don't think we're going to progress. We're in 10 games right now, and this offense is not opened up.
Joe, that's a fair point to bring up, the idea that, like, why should we expect it to get any better? I mean, we're 10 games in. This might be what it is, which is a great running game, good old line, and then you hope the passing game gets better. We'll discuss this. Joe, what you got for us for a great debate?
Sure. Daylight savings. Should we have it or shouldn't we have it?
Joe, I like that one. I think people are now against. Is that people
we're getting
against
tired
it?
Of the, we're getting tired of the switch.
Yeah, I don't
we
mind
go
it.
To Indiana. We want to go because Indiana doesn't switch.
Arizona's out on it too.
Yeah, they don't recognize it.
The only issue I have is that some states do their own thing. Like, shouldn't we all be on the same clock?
Yes.
Like, I understand there's regions by Pacific time, Eastern. That's different. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't just have a rogue state just say, I'm out.
In the middle of it all?
Right, like,
when you cross the border, it's like, well.
I'm tired.
Yeah, like, what time is it? I don't know. I just crossed state lines.
It does get
funky. I
want
to do my own thing.
I don't mind daylight savings time.
Well, I guess. So
I don't mind it now.
I don't like the darkness early. That sucks.
But what are you doing when it's cold out in the winter? You going to be outside at 5 o'clock?
No.
I mean, well, so.
I'm not outside at 3 o'clock.
Not necessarily, but just like more daylight is just more, I guess, like comforting for people. You know, like darkness can affect your mental a little bit.
No, see, I like how it is now, though, especially now since I've kind of incorporated running into my morning regimen.
So I think that's why I'm okay with it. I'm an early riser. So you do get the extra hour of daylight. It's just for most people, they're sleeping through
darkness
it.
Is just a more depressing vibe, really.
I agree. But you do get an extra hour of sunlight at 6 a.m. in the morning if you're sleeping.
Yeah, but who the hell wants to?
I'm awake then.
No, that's fine
for you.
Early.
Beautiful. See, but like, yeah, but everybody knows that an hour an extra hour at 5 p.m. is way more convenient to everybody.
Early bird gets the worm, Kyle.
That's right.
No, screw that.
He was right on this
No, he's not. The majority of people get out of work and then it's dark. No, you're wrong. There's people get out of work and an extra hour of daylight after work is better than before.
Well, you know, I like the early hour with the sun, and I give you my reasons.
You guys are old, man.
He's a runner now. Yes, we are old.
And I don't want to
early bird special.
I don't want to make nobody nervous that early in the morning. Big black dude running through the neighborhood. I just want everybody to be cool. You know what I'm saying? This is what I do on a normal.
Would you rather have an extra hour of sunlight before or after work?
It depends on the weather.
It's after work.
When it's not spring, summer.
Hold on. Whoa.
What am I doing outside at six o'clock when it's cold?
It's gonna be cold either way.
Right, but if it's dark, then I feel less upset about being in the house.
First of all, it gets colder when it's dark. What if you got a nice 50-degree winter day?
No, then it's going to be cold in the morning.
It's going to be like 35 still because it's early in the morning.
Can I just feel the way I feel?
No.
Okay, that's what we've established here. I'm not allowed to feel the way I feel. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good morning. Soon to be afternoon, gentlemen.
Good morning, Bruce.
Great discussion. This is a real good debate that you have, because you know I tell you I've been thinking, you know, about this on and on since we've had our victory with DC, and I turn around and I relooked the game again and focused just on Jalen, what he did and what he did not do versus the first and the second half, and I will say, you know, that there are still some concerns about Jalen, because I don't think it was just the play calling, it was just his execution. There are things that he still needs to improve on. But with that said, I think based on what we already have now at this point, and a previous caller made this point, is that, the greatest thing that we were talking about is that, okay, the Eagles hadn't gone up against a dynamic quarterback. And they did.
And you know what, Bruce? They did. And they played well against Daniels. And now we got more to come because that passing game for the Rams is good. And then the Baltimore after that. So, Bruce, it's a good point. We got our first test of that and they did well. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, Howard Eskin is joining us next. We'll see what he thinks on this. Are the Eagles in the same class as the Lions? I don't see it right now. I think they're one notch below. Hughes has them in the same class. Where do you come down? Should I concede the take that yes. Saquon Barkley is a wins and losses difference maker?
Yes.
I see eight victories. We get to 12. I might concede. All right. 215-592-9494. And all-time debates for CombOCon. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, it's never too early to start planning for your Thanksgiving gathering. So if you got just shopping to do, move Hatfield pork to the top of your list. Yeah, that's right. I said to put pork on your shopping list. You may be wondering, what about the turkey? Turkey's okay. But it's time for something different, people. Move over, turkey. Put pork on your fork. Hatfield's variety of marinated pork, tenderloins, bacon, ham, and ham steaks are all main dish contenders this year. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. And remember, this Thanksgiving, put pork on your fork.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.